Our top story on left, right and center. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Jammu and Kashmir is becoming a hub of tunnels, bridges and ropeways, adding that the world's highest tunnel, railroad bridge and rail lines are being built there. The Prime Minister was speaking after the inauguration of the newly constructed Sonmarg tunnel. The newly inaugurated tunnel will promote tourism by transforming Sonmarg into a year-round destination, boosting winter tourism, adventure sports and local livelihoods. This enhanced connectivity will boost defense logistics and drive economic growth and socio-cultural integration across Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Speaking at the inauguration, Prime Minister Modi highlighted the list of mega infra projects that have been undertaken in Jammu and Kashmir, lavishing high praise on Prime Minister Modi. The UT Chief Minister Omar Abdullah pushed for the restoration of statehood, saying that it has been a promise that the Prime Minister has made to the people of Jammu and Kashmir. Responding to this assertion, Prime Minister stated that he always fulfills the promise that he has made and that it will be done at the right time. So is return to statehood the next big thing in Jammu and Kashmir? Is there light finally at the end of the new tunnel? First the story, then I bring in the guests.
As Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated Sonmarg Tunnel in Kashmir, the winter wonderland of Sonmarg has become accessible to people during winters. The strategic 6.5 kilometer long tunnel is also a step towards ensuring round-the-year connectivity with Ladakh. After the inauguration of the tunnel, Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah slowly built a case for the restoration of JNK statehood and reminded the PM of his promise. While the PM vowed to fulfill his promise, he stopped short of a deadline.
Mera dil ye kehta hai ki bahut jaldi Wazir-e-Azam sahab apna teesra vaada jo Yog Divas pe aapne Jammu Kashmir ke logon ke saath kiya wo aap pura karenge aur Jammu Kashmir jo hai wo dobara is mulk mein riyasat ki haisiyat se apni jagah le.
पक्का मानिए ये मोदी है वादा करता है तो निभाता है हर काम का एक समय होता है और सही समय पर सही काम भी होने वाले हैं
ड्यूरिंग हिज स्पीच द पीएम रिपीटेडली मेंशन चीफ मिनिस्टर उमर अब्दुल्ला इवन रिफर्ड टू हिज सोशल मीडिया पोस्ट indicating a bonhomie between the two after bitter election battle between BJP and NC a few months ago.
Kuch mahine pehle hi Srinagar mein pehli baar ek international marathon hui hai. Us marathon mein Mukhyamantri ji ne bhi hissa liya tha. Iska video bhi viral hua tha jab mujhe wo turant Delhi mein mile the. Mulaqat ke dauran मैं उनका उत्साह देख रहा था उमंग देख रहा था और मैराथन के बारे में वो बड़ी बारीकी से मुझे बताया था
टर्मिंग कश्मीर एज द क्राउन ऑफ इंडिया प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेड विद अ मैसिव इंफ्रा पुश ही हैज एलिमिनेटेड डिस्टेंस बिटवीन दिल्ली एंड कश्मीर
पहले के मुश्किल दिनों को पीछे छोड़कर हमारा कश्मीर अब फिर से धरती का स्वर्ग होने की पहचान वापस पा रहा है हमारा जम्मू कश्मीर तो अब टनल का ऊंचे पुलों का रोपवे का हब बनता जा रहा है आने वाले दिनों में रोड और रेल कनेक्टिविटी के बहुत सारे प्रोजेक्ट्स जम्मू कश्मीर में पूरे होने वाले हैं
आशिया की सबसे ऊंचाई में बन रही ये टनल है और इससे बनने से श्रीनगर और लेह के बीच का समय करीब 3.5 घंटे कम होगा हम जम्मू कश्मीर में आपके मार्गदर्शन में जम्मू से श्रीनगर के बीच में 50,000 करोड़ खर्चा करके 4 कॉरिडोर बना रहे हैं दिल्ली अमृतसर कटरा ग्रीनफील्ड एक्सप्रेस हाईवे हम 41,000 करोड़ रूपये की लागत से 670 किलोमीटर बना रहे हैं
The tunnel along Srinagar-Ladakh Road was recently targeted by terrorists. 7 workers, including a doctor, Dr. Shahnawaz, were killed in the attack of October 20.
After inauguration, Sonmarg Tunnel has been thrown open for traffic. This tunnel is a game changer. It has a huge economic and strategic significance.
The Sonmarg Tunnel is one of the two major tunnels on the Srinagar-Ladakh Highway. Work on the 14-kilometer long Zorjila Tunnel, the longest road tunnel in India, is also underway. After its completion in 2026, the Srinagar-Ladakh Road will remain open round a year. With Nazeer Vasuri, Bureau Report, NDTV.
Imran Nabi of National Conference is joining us. We have Tarun Upadhyay, who is a senior journalist from Kashmir. Anika Nazir is a social activist and founder of Taleem Haq Hai Hamara. We'll be joined by Radhika Khera in just a bit. Tarun Upadhyay, how do you look at the developments today? I mean, there seems to be bonhomie, and we have been talking about double engine government. The double engine government is working also in UT of Jammu and Kashmir.
Good evening, Maria. Yeah, you have rightly pointed out there is a complete bonhomie which we witnessed today. I mean, it was stark contrast to what we had seen in the during the elections when mudslinging was taking place. I mean, there was special kind of an umar dula which was being seen today by all of us. I mean, if you take my few years back at a function at Ramban, when again the real function was held, the Prime Minister Manmohan Singh was there. Manmohan umar dula had then said that Article 370 will be buried on our graves. Then, during the elections, he made some nasty remarks against the not only the BJP, but also the Prime Minister. But today, Umar Abdullah was short of appeasement towards the Prime Minister. And it brings to the fact that a realization is there, not only in the National Conference, but also among the Abdullahs, that they have to work with the Prime Minister, that they have to work with the central government if they have to get the things done. And that was in the context of statehood. A few days back, Farooq Abdullah had said that was the question was asked in the context of Rahulullah Mahdi, who has been pitching for the on the issue of reservation. The Farooq Abdullah had said, we can't be fighting Delhi all the time. So today, the Umar Abdullah has just taken it a step forward. And he was short of appeasing the Prime Minister, but was also pitching the case for the restoration of statehood. So it was in a sort of double engine Kisakar, though from the different political parties. A trailer was seen through.
And I would say, Anika, that the occasion was also right. The occasion was related to a development project which is going to change the entire region. It is going to be very crucial in terms of the role it will be playing, enhanced connectivity, tourism opportunities, and livelihoods for the locals as well, the Sonmarg tunnel. Do you think it was the right occasion for the center and the state to come together that we saw, and of course talk about their larger plans for Jammu and Kashmir and its people?
Thank you so much for inviting me here, Maria ma'am. I think this is not the first project we have seen coming to Kashmir. There have been such more projects coming to Kashmir and making a runway for the ease and for the progress of Jammu and Kashmir. This was the right time to discuss much more about Jammu and Kashmir. But I think this is not the only right occasion. This was not the only right occasion to talk about the restoration of statehood. The spark shown by National Conference during the election campaigns is now missing. They are just trying to attempt to be on the forefront so that they can recollect later the videos and all sort of things to make sure that people not get offended what they are doing right now.
The point that has been made by Anika here, Imran, that wasn't this really the occasion to talk about it well politically? The chief minister was all within his rights to raise this issue because he was essentially sounding really, really optimistic. And the next big aspect of this, development of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir is the restoration of statehood.
If this was not the occasion, then what is the occasion to talk about restoration of lost rights that have been taken away from Kashmir, from people of Jammu and Kashmir? First of all, it was an anomaly to downgrade J&K to a UT, divided into two UTs. I think this was the most opportune time, and this is what people vote leaders for, because they want accountability from people. Right now, we are suffering on account of so many things. I mean, there is chaos, there is confusion within many ranks of the administration. And Umar Saab was right in his demand that that Government of India should restore statehood as soon as possible. And he even mentioned three promises that were made by the Honorable Prime Minister. One was holding the elections, which was done. And this is another promise that was made just before in assembly elections, while PM Modi was campaigning in Kashmir. He had said that as soon as the elections will get over, Jammu and Kashmir will get its statehood back. So this was an opportune time, and this was the best movement, and the world was watching, the whole country was watching.
With the entire country watching, Umar Abdullah has made a pitch for statehood. I would say that was the right opportune moment for him. But the question is, when is the statehood likely? You have to unmute yourself, ma'am.
Am I audible, Maria?
Yes, please.
Good evening to all. See, we have always maintained that when the right time comes, statehood will be restored. And the Home Minister has said this on record in the Parliament, that when the right time comes, we will restore statehood. But you have all other parties, including Delhi, has to learn from Mr. Umar Abdullah the way he spoke about how free and fair elections were held and the way the progress in Kashmir is going on. This is an example to all the Congress-led governments as well, who keep blaming the center for their misdoings and not being able to provide and give up, and complete the promises that they have promised to the states that they are in power. It was a welcome step by Mr. Umar Abdullah, where he has recognized, A, that there were free and fair elections, which was our first priority, that to ensure that there are free and fair elections. And what we saw in Jammu Kashmir this time was historic. People could go out and campaign in the night. There are lots of things that we are trying to improve after the removal of Article 370. Now, as for statehood, like I said, when the time is right and when all the problems and solutions have been handled, then at the right time, the right decision will be taken. Our priority is to ensure that the progress of Jammu and Kashmir continues the way that it is. There is investment, there is progress. You are seeing the way the entire progress and development of Kashmir is taking place. And we are, despite the fact that we are not in power over there and we lost the election, we have not stopped anything for Jammu and Kashmir. And this is a classic example of what the opposition also needs to behave like and talk about real facts. They can't always keep blaming the center for their own wrongdoings and not being able to provide proper government in their state.
So, you know, this is almost like an example being set by Umar Abdullah, Mr. Tarun Upadhyaya, of how to work in tandem with the center. Because that is exactly in the interest of his own people.
Yeah, exactly. The Umar Abdullah did have set an example of how to work with the center, even if you are from the different political parties. Because especially in the state like, J&K, the J&K is heavily dependent on the center for all the financial assistance, for the security reasons, and especially for this geopolitical situation. It is heavily tilted towards the center. If the relations between the center are not cordial, the kind of assistance that J&K needs will not come. So there is no point of having a confrontation. And Maria, if you will look back, I mean, irrespective of whichever the political party has been there in the center, the state government has always had a cordial relation with the center, because they know not only their political capital depends on the assistance from the center, the development of the J&K depends on the center. So Umar Abdullah, realizing this fact, I mean, keeping aside his political differences, has put it forward before the Prime Minister. And Prime Minister, I will just take one second. Prime Minister, in his speech, made a very sharp comment that he said there was a demand for railway division quite a long time. I have fulfilled that. There was a demand for the Sonamarg tunnel, which was long pending demand. I have fulfilled it. So, believe me, he said, ye mera vaada hai, sahi samay pe, sahi kaam hoga. So he has not rejected it. But there is a reason why the Prime Minister has not given a deadline, because Central is working on a certain direction.
Okay, so what next, Imran Nabi? For you and the BJP?
We are not in a coalition with the BJP. We need to understand.
We are aware of that.
It's just ensuring
that there is no path of confrontation between the UT and the centre, or is there more than
one
meets the eye?
Of course, there. I think we have, our government has made it absolutely clear that we are there to cooperate with the union government, and we believe that the federal system of this country has to work in a very dynamic way. And on our part, we will do our best. And I think Umar Saab has taken the first step. Prime Minister Modi has responded positively when he said that that statehood will be given. I was expecting, he stopped short of announcing the date. I was expecting, and we are expecting, that date will be announced soon, because now it has been even after a year has passed, when Supreme Court has also made its comment on restoration of statehood. I think now this is the appropriate time for the central government to announce restoration of statehood. So as far as the state government, the UT government is concerned under Umar Saab, we are committed to alleviate the problems that people of Jammu and Kashmir have been facing for the past 10 years.
Yes, please, Radhika, go ahead.
Am I audible? Sorry.
Yes, Radhika, go ahead.
See, what we've seen today is a step towards the connection and empowerment and progress of Jammu and Kashmir. And like we have been saying from day one, progress of Kashmir and the entire nation is on our agenda. And I would again like to repeat this. The spokesperson here was talking about that's a promise, it's the right time. I am not, we are not saying it's their agenda, and it's their every right as a chief minister, because that was a part of his promise that he will ensure that statehood is restored, which he cannot do on his own, although it was his promise during the election campaign. Having said that, our utmost priority is that Kashmir becomes progresses as much as all the other states in India. But I would like to also add over here that this is not only an example for all other states, especially with the upcoming Delhi elections. People have now witnessed with what Mr. Omar Abdullah has said, that the center always is up for progress in a state, and hum koi bhed bhav nahi karte aur sautela vyavhar nahi karte, as Mr. Kejriwal, the alliance partner of Mr. Omar Abdullah in the India Alliance, has been claiming in Delhi. So this is a reply inside their own, for their own alliance partners as well. We've seen the drama Mr. Kejriwal is creating in Delhi in terms of saying that the center never collaborated with them, never let them work, stopped every development. So it is an eye-opener for other partners of the India Alliance as well. And I would like to maintain that Bharatiya Janata Party and the Prime Minister will do everything to ensure the progress of Kashmir. And like the Prime Minister has said, sahi samay pe sahi kaam kiya jayega. And what we have promised, we will live up to it. We had said that we will remove Article 370. We did that. And if we have promised that when the right time comes, that we will restore statehood, we will also do that.
Okay. Anika, as a citizen of the valley?
To BJP, if they are really concerned about the people of Jammu and Kashmir, then they should restore the statehood as soon as possible, because any state in the country will not like the downgraded structure of their state. And to the National Conference, if they are concerned about the people of Jammu and Kashmir, they should come clear on their alliance with the BJP, and they should clear the space in front of the people. The way they, made statements during the campaigns, and, that spark is now missing in pitching for things to the center. Both the parties, whether they are in alliance...
When you say the spark is missing, when the election campaigns happen, obviously, they cannot be seen as sitting together. I mean, this is essentially a form of functioning which is happening between the center and the union territory. So what exactly is the spark that you're referring to?
Spark, they were, championing for bringing back, they were, telling people, I mean, the biggest mandate they received for the people is for the restoration of statehood and for the Article 370. After forming the government, there is no talk on the Article 370. As said by the Tarun Upadhyay sir, that they have
so,
buried
Imran,
it.
What happens to Article 370, which you promised during elections?
No, first of all, we need to understand, I mean, sensibly and civil manners demand that we need to respect each other. We are living in a federal structure, and I think you cannot be in election mode every time. Now, as far as her question is concerned about Article 370, I would remind you and her and the viewers that National Conference government has already passed a resolution in the assembly demanding restoration of the special status. So we are not behind that also. We National Conference is committed to all the promises that we have made in our election manifesto. Now is the time to deliver. I would humbly request everybody that this time, that it has just been 2.5 months, we need to be patient. And we have a mandate of 5 years. And God willing, we will ensure that the promises that we have made in our election manifesto will be fulfilled. That is when you will judge us. Because the mandate that we have got is for 5 years.
All right, bring in Radhika, Anika.
Ma'am.
Yes, I'm coming to you, Radhika. One moment, yeah.
As he said that they will fulfill all the promise, but he made the contradiction that they have problem with the this coalition government and this double engine government. I just want to ask National Conference.
No, there's no coalition here.
We are not in a coalition. We are not in an alliance with BJP. Why are you confusing the whole thing?
Okay, administration.
We are not in coalition with BJP.
At the administration level, how can you fulfill the promises if you have the problem on the administration level?
That is why we are demanding immediate restoration of the statehood. That is why we want that Government of India should restore statehood as far as possible, so that the confusion is over. That is why Umar Saab pitched the same thing in front of the Prime Minister.
Okay, Radhika
Khera. That was the formality statement as known by everybody.
Anika, I think, the center and the state or the center and the union territory can work together despite being politically or ideologically not aligned. That is the message that is coming in from the event today. Disagreements are good, differences are good. Please go ahead, Radhika.
I want to make this very clear that when the National Conference in their manifesto said that they will restore statehood, they will restore Article 370, it was beyond their control even after they formed the government. It is not in their hands. Like the spokesperson just said that we are demanding, well, you should have promised in your manifesto and while contesting the election that we can only demand. It is not in our hands. So that was a false promise by Mr. Abdullah that he will ensure that statehood is restored and that Article 370 will be restored. He promised his voters. Now, whatever, that's his strategy, but that is not under his control. Having said that, the infrastructure development that we are seeing is a game changer for Kashmir. And I am sure whether it is him, the National Conference spokesperson sitting here or the lady on the channel, they all want progress for Kashmir. And with the infrastructure that the Bharatiya Janata Party and the Prime Minister has just inaugurated, we are going to ensure the infrastructure is going to ensure that there is increase in tourism, there is development. And is that not what you want for Kashmir? To Kashmir to develop and that there is more job creation, there is more money, there is more tourism, so that Kashmir prospers. Now you have to decide, you want Kashmir to prosper or you want to go back to the days where you could not go to Lal Chowk, where your own alliance partner Rahul Gandhi could not come and ski, could not have an ice cream at 8 p.m. at Lal Chowk. Just see the difference, the kind of infrastructure that the center has helped develop in Kashmir and change Kashmir. And this was the first election that we saw where there was no instances of any sort of violence were reported. People could go at night. At times when there were times in Jammu and Kashmir where you could not even go in the day and do door-to-door campaign. But today, even after dark, people could do a door-to-door campaign. Isn't this the new Kashmir that you want? You have to decide what do you want for Kashmir, progress, development, Kashmir to get better, Kashmir to have better tourism, or you want to go back to the time jab patharbazi hoti thi. Aapko bachcho ke haath mein kalam chahiye ki patthar chahiye, that is the call that you have to take. Aapko progress chahiye Kashmir ki, ki wapis wo kala adhyay chahiye.
All right, we have really come to the end of this discussion. Radhika, Imran, Tarun and Anika, thank you so much for joining us.